Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. Mustard seed faith in a mighty God. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew 17:20. Atoms, bees, transistors, computer chips, by anyone's standard, they're not very big. Yet a lot of little things can pack a big punch. Take faith, for instance. According to Jesus in Matthew 17, a mustard seed amount of faith is enough to move mountains. Oswald Chambers probes the meaning of faith as the life attitude of the Christian. Walk with Oswald Chambers, a student of the arts, turned into a student and teacher of God's Word in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Faith brings us into the right relationship with God and gives God His opportunity. He frequently has to knock the bottom out of our experience to get us into contact with Himself. God wants you to understand it is a life of faith, not a life of sentimental enjoyment of His blessings, that pleases Him. Faith, by its very nature, must be tried, and the real trial of faith is not that we find it difficult to trust God, but that God's character has to be clear in our minds, so we remain true to God whatever He may do. "Though He slays me," announced Job, "yet I will hope in Him." This is the most sublime utterance of faith in the whole Bible. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 17.
Matthew 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with Him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and His clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While He was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is My Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased. Listen to Him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," He said, "don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciples asked Him, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that He was talking to them about John the Baptist. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before Him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, You can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. When they came together in Galilee, he said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him. And on the third day, he will be raised to life." And the disciples were filled with grief. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2-drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes, from their own children or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the children are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours."
Faith, you can't see it, hear it, or touch it, but neither can you live without it. Faith requires a commitment. It is pointless to say, "I have faith in the bank," unless you put your money there. Likewise, it is meaningless to say, "I have faith in God," unless you trust in Him and rest in Him and relax. Mustard seed faith in a mighty God, that's how to see Him move a mountain of need in your life. And that's how to bear up under trials until He does. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.